gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy Be Easy.
It's your girl Corey Sin.
And it's your boy L.
Welcome.
How was your day, B?
Ooh, you beat me to it.
Yeah, how was your day?
My day?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Same old suit reheated. You know what I'm saying?
Just, okay.
You know, doing what a player do. You know?
How was your weekend?
My weekend?
Mm-hmm.
It was... I gotta find another line.
My weekend was cool. It was good, right? Cool.
You know, football. You know, South Carolina State won.
We didn't ask what you did.
You know,
we didn't ask.
Said how?
Oh, how was it? I said it was good.
You know, you be getting on him for that.
It was good. Yeah, South Carolina State won. Colorado won. Pittsburgh is currently winning.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, my week was good. That's all. My week consists of football.
It's great.
How about y'all? How was your week? L.
Mine's was good.
Where? That's it?
There you go. You asked, how was it? It was good.
What did you do?
Oh, man, I did a little running around, you know, life stuff. Not too much. Went saw my family at the house, about 4 hours away, so a little tired from that.
Shout out to family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Tired from driving.
Yeah, the driving and work before that. The work week before that.
Where now you a little tuck it out.
Yeah, now it's time to start another work week.
Need a little nap.
I definitely am. I'm going to fall asleep on the couch around 3.
Just don't fall asleep on the show. Corey, how was your week? How are
good.
You?
I'm good.
Where? What'd you do this weekend?
I went to a comedy show.
Okay, who you going to go to see?
Damn,
he must be one of
them. No. I've never heard of them. They're, you know, new comedians. Well, not new, but new to me.
It was in what city?
It was here.
In Florence?
In Florence.
Oh, it was at the Epic Center? Or Showtime?
What is that? The Epic Center, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm.
Gotcha. What's their name?
It was starring Zach Hamburger? Johnson. It was hosted by Eli Southern. And the queen of North Carolina comedy, Lady Shamar, was there.
Also, we just making up shit now?
No, I'm dead serious. I'm looking at her name.
I'm the king of South Carolina podcast now.
I guess so.
Yeah, since we just making up titles.
Claim it.
I'm the mother
That's
of dragons.
That's what she claiming. So I ain't mad at her.
I'm the mother of dragons.
That's pretty funny, man.
But no, they were really
break
funny.
Of chains.
They were really funny.
Shout out to them.
They were really funny.
Was it nice?
North Carolina queen of comedy.
Was it a nice venue?
Yeah.
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 Was it a
that
date?
That bar was nice.
Was it a date?
No, I'm chilling.
Okay.
No.
What?
Why Corey blushing?
Yeah, why?
Am I purple?
Damn, you got a good memory.
Yeah. No.
I said that on the
no.
mic.
No. Hanging out.
Okay. That's what we calling it now, son. Word up.
Here we
now.
Go. Nobody believes me.
You and the girls?
Yep.
Okay. Shout out to the girls.
Shout out to the girls. Do the girls listen?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah.
Word. You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Girls, email.
Please.
DJBlazeShow@gmail.com. Yeah. Let your friend know how good she sounds on the mic and all of that you like what she's doing here. That's what my people telling me.
Holla back.
I like your new co-hosts. They doing good.
Okay.
You know? All right.
So, congratulations to y'all.
They say
y'all.
That about me, too?
Yeah. They say you do. Okay. You do on the mic. Yeah, finally.
Years and years of trying, right?
Yeah, I mean, you've had your own show for years, but I feel like it's me that bought the best out of you. So we can keep going.
And since we're talking about this, tune into the Digital Studios podcast.
Yeah. We got an email, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the homie DJ High Star from Carolina Sports Talk. You can get them everywhere you get your podcast, part of the Crux Media Group. Just want to let that be known. He says, Well, it's like 7 R's, so I hope I got the years right. What up, though?
Say it again.
Year.
Year.
Yeah, you gotta have a little more.
Yeah, you gotta,
well, I mean, I'm saying 7. I don't want to do for 9. He got 7. You feel me?
Man, your mouth gotta be
a year. A year
is a year. It gotta come out of the side of your mouth.
The side. Mm-hmm.
Year. Year.
Okay. Okay.
You gotta like pinch. Pinch. Year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. All right.
We
get
stupid.
Me right.
We stupid.
What up, though? I'm going to let some of these lists fly today. He says it really hurt listening to the Negro Olympics, and I didn't hear my namesake mentioned. Because his last name is Jones.
We got to come back to the Negro Olympics.
We do. We do.
We have
that
to
might
come
have
back.
To be a
that's
list.
That's a list.
That's a list.
That might be the list we need to do today.
Yeah, that might be it.
I think so.
The list that we got is muddle the line between winning and losing. I was like, this ain't going to be funny.
I got some funny things on my list.
You do?
I ain't gonna lie.
Okay, we might have to do the list.
We could make our Negro Olympics
do
two, next week.
We might have to do two today.
Yeah. Okay.
We might have to do two run through and then come back to the names. Because the names.
If it don't hit, we stop. If it don't hit.
If it don't hit, we gotta power through.
Yeah.
We gonna have to power through. He says the Joneses are, and shout out to Jones from the Music Jones podcast, another podcast on the Crux Media Group podcast. But anyway, says the Joneses are here, and we like to enter the chat. Jackson, Brown, Williams, all have a good shot at the gold. Regionally, who will represent PD area in the Negro Olympics? For instance, in Orangeburg, Middleton's, Mays, and Tisdale's, King Street. Yeah, shout out to Doc. Friend of the show, family of the show. Doc is a Middleton. My aunt, shout out to my, I think my aunt Neek is a Middleton, and she from down there.
Yeah, Tinsdale's is one I know.
Tinsdale's?
Yeah.
Tinsdale.
In the PD, definitely Williams. It's a lot of Williams.
Oh, man.
Oh yeah.
And if you fight a Jackson,
Williams is going to
Jackson, you're going to get your ass whooped. What bugging him last night? James. James, it's a lot of Jameses.
Jackson. Well, let's save it for the show.
Let's save this.
Yeah, we talk about it. He says,
We so excited about the Negro Olympics.
Yeah, he sent some more too. he sent like 4 emails for list recommendations. So I'm gonna get to his other emails too. He says, but how have y'all been? How have y'all felt after the election results and shit? I'm indifferent and miss the days of niggas not discussing politics as casually as we do it nowadays. A lot of people didn't vote, and let's look at the real villain of it all, Joe Biden. What? This whole ass nigga is what's wrong with politics in general. Old niggas trying to hold on their position for so long and not give up power. Shaking my head. I disagree with you because Joe Biden, after Obama's presidency, Joe Biden just wanted to go off in the wind. They wanted him to run against Trump that first time. They didn't want Hillary to win, but Joe was like, fuck this shit, nigga. I quit.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm sleepy.
Trump is not going to win. And then Hillary lost, and then Joe, they was like, Joe, we need you. Pete Buttigieg ain't going to do it. Beto O'Rourke ain't going to do it. We need you, Joe. You the only white man who could beat this white man. And Joe reluctantly ran for president. He didn't want to do it.
He was sleepy.
He ain't had shit to say. He was like, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Like, he just pulled that out of his ass.
Man.
He said, fuck that shit. Let's get this money regardless of who's in office. Can't vote if you a convicted felon, but you can be the president. He said, I'm going to keep it short so I can get these lists in. I hate when I be forgetting something and send in my emails. But shout out to Corey and L. They been holding it down. Salute. See, I told
you. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Shout out to you, High Star. Yeah, now, he sent a couple more because he,
catching up.
Oh, well, this is one for his list. He wrote a list of his favorite white actors.
Okay.
So we ain't gonna read that one, but he did send some list suggestions.
So we'll read it for the list.
Read the list suggestions on the list, yeah?
Nah, let's save them. Just
yeah, let's save
them.
It.
Okay.
Just in case we use.
Well, no, nah, he got to get his credit.
Okay.
Well, he listened to the list. That's why I'm saying when
we go
to the list show, that's when we pick up. Shout out.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I see what he did too. All right. I appreciate you. If y'all want to email and tell these two how great they are. Fuck me, though. You think I ain't saying nothing about me? I do all right now. Email djblayshow@gmail.com. Let the good folks here let it know how you feel about them. And if you don't like them, that's even better.
Wow.
Your voice is aggravating, nigga.
Yeah, B, you good. You all right.
You all right, nigga. But shout out to the new people.
Holla back.
Shout out to High Star for bearing the lead. But we got a new president elect.
Yeah.
A lot of weird stuff. Well, it already seemed like some weird stuff been happening. But, you know, it is what it is. Did y'all get those email? I mean, those text messages?
Heck about no. About your kids in school? That, oh, no.
No.
The cotton picking?
The slave one?
Yeah, the cotton picking.
Yeah, the slave
one. I didn't get that.
You didn't get that?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Some students in school got it.
I think it's students in school.
No, I know some grown people who got it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So, if y'all don't know, we're talking about racist text messages involving slavery raised alarms across the country this week after they were sent to black men, women, and students, including middle schoolers. It prompted inquiries by the FBI and other agencies. The messages sent anonymously were reported in several states, including New York, Alabama, California, all over the nation, because people in South Carolina got it.
Yeah, I didn't know it hit the news.
Yeah. It said okay. They generally use a similar tone, but varied in wording. So here's an example. It says, hello, L. You have been selected to pick cotton at the nearest plantation. Mm-hmm. Be ready to pick today at 3 p.m. Today sharp. No belongings needed. Our executive slaves will come get you in a brown van. Be prepared and present for your pickup. You will be searched, so don't bring any types of weapons. You will be in Plantation B. Thanks for your service.
I got probably
people
about,
are so ignorant.
I got three screenshots from students that
Students that got,
yeah, when it happened.
Oh, you know. Oh yeah, I see. Yeah.
They sent it to you?
I mean, I worked there, so they had to.
Wow.
Oh, because of what you do there.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So the FBI is investigating. I did hear something. I forgot what I was listening to. They traced the call, like the, no, it's something else that got traced back to Russia. This was during the election, though, but did y'all hear about the bomb threats in Atlanta? So they traced those calls to Russia.
Oh, wow. All the way to Russia?
Uh-huh. But Russia, they said that back in 2016, that it was like a lot of Russian misinformation on social media and stuff like that. Like years later, they traced it back to Russia, like misinformation and stuff like that.
Yep.
And this time they were saying that all of the calls were to like black areas in Atlanta, in that area, or whatever, and they traced those calls back to Russia. But
oh wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, a lot of
it's one guy
voting shenanigans.
One white guy, from America, sitting in a bunker.
Yep.
Doing that.
Sending out pranks.
I'm sure.
You think it's a white?
No, it's probably a hacker. You know, they probably, did they?
What? No, they.
They really trace it?
Yeah, I believe they did.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, we got a new president. Y'all surprised?
It ain't new. He not new.
I mean, he.
He just back.
Yeah, he back.
Not surprised at all. Not at all.
Mm.
I thought about it, but I'm not surprised because so many people like him.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he wasn't running for it, they still would have been flying them flags, still talking about when he was in.
Oh, you mean if he didn't run this time, they would still be like flying his flag.
Yeah. No matter what controversy happened, all that, they still would have been trumping it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did y'all see the clip of the guy with the hat on in New York in the lady face?
No.
It was a guy, he had like a Making America Great Again hat, and he was like screaming on this woman.
Black lady?
Of course.
Dag.
In her face.
That's crazy how that hat font and style can like disrupt shit.
It was a new style. You know, they got the new one with the big letters now.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, they got another one with the American flag on the side.
What was he yelling at her?
Like, I'll knock you out, or like, you know, move. I dare you to try me or some shit. It was crazy, yeah.
It's so brave and strong.
Yeah, but I hope it don't be a lot of that, especially for like women, black women or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause like that was happening, and it wasn't like nobody like coming in and,
nobody was helping.
Yeah, nobody was helping her out. You know what I'm saying?
They was recording it.
Yeah, people recording. So I hope a lot of that shit don't happen. But I ain't surprised. You said you were Uh-huh. You weren't surprised?
No, not at all. Not at all.
What about you?
I wasn't surprised at all.
I wasn't either.
We done seen all the craziest things of him saying this and saying that. And
he's not a politician.
Yeah, we've seen so much happen. It's WWE right now.
Yeah. When they had that rally and they were saying that when the guy said this stuff about like Puerto Ricans and all of that, and that didn't do nothing.
Yeah,
but it started slow though. Like even like the first time he ran, when he like said the stuff about the person in the wheelchair, and he did the little he did that.
Yeah.
He has said something. He says a lot of like wild stuff that a person that's like in that position, you wouldn't think they would act like that.
Yeah, it's a new day and age.
Yeah, it's a new day, man.
It's like you're able to say what you want to say now and not held accountable for it. That's why they made social media.
Well,
so you can say what you want to say and step back like you didn't say it.
Yeah, I just expect like people of a certain stature to like act a certain way.
Yeah, Obama Lee.
Yeah, Obama Lee.
More Obama Lee.
Obama Lee, that's a word.
Don't write that. Yeah, more Obama Lee.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, I remember, like, people like teachers and coaches and stuff like that, like, you just, at growing up, you feel like they act a certain way.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't do this and that, but then you get older and you be like, I know teachers that smoke weed on the way to school.
Amen.
Shit like that. Like,
you know what? I thought of that. I thought of you probably last week.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I work at a school.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch, what's your show that you like with the teachers?
Abbott Elementary. Uh-huh.
It's just like that. Like in the school environment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like each person had their own personality.
Yeah.
This one is a little, how can I say it?
Eccentric?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This one is, you know, throwing herself at people. And I'm not saying these are real people that at the school, but these are real people at the school.
Yeah.
And that environment is just, I just sit back and laugh. Like, I wonder if teachers, when I was growing up, was like that.
Oh, yeah, they had to. Man.
All the teachers when I was growing up, they were 70, 80 years old.
But they weren't, though, because I bet you they're still alive.
I had young teachers.
You did?
In middle school?
No, but high school.
Even high school, I had young teachers.
Like young as in?
Like, I think my eldest, the eldest, he was probably like 33. And then him and the English teacher started dating. And then they still married today.
Good for them.
That's crazy.
Like, if you got teachers that were living when you were in high school, they probably were like your age now or younger than you when you were in high school.
Yeah, when I was in middle school, my social studies teacher, she was 22.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy, man.
But when you when you 13 or 12 years old and the teacher is 22, they look like they 50.
They're the older. Yeah,
they old
older,
as hell.
They look
that's
older than your mom.
Yeah, they look in your mind. Like, you 25? Oh, you my mama age or some shit like that. Like,
Yeah. That's crazy, though.
Yeah,
that's why the kids look at us like we old. Like, what year were you born? 19.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
We were born in the 20th century?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
You was born in the 19th. That Charlamagne say it all the time.
When they say when they say that, you was born in the late 1900s.
You was born in the late 1900s. You know what's crazy? I was on Jones, the Music Jones podcast, and he was talking about his daughter's great grandma, she died. But she was 90 something.
Mm.
So she probably was born like in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In the 20s.
Okay.
This is crazy. We're in the 20s. So when history comes, it's going to be like in the 20s, Cardi B.
For real.
Spoke for the president. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
We're in the 20s. Yeah. What do you mean? The names of the people? They're going to be famous?
Yeah.
And they're
going to be talking about it. Because back then, people used their names.
Nah. Who was Cab? Cab Calloway.
I'm just saying. It's a little more smoother than what is out today.
Louis Armstrong.
Louis.
I'm just saying. Their names are more namely than the ones out today.
Like Boss Man D-Lo?
Like Sexy Red.
I mean,
no shade at all. That's her stage name.
I thought of that too.
But you know, like when they're reporting history, they're going to be using all those names.
You think history, Sexy Red going to make history?
I'm not talking about that, but it's, she's going to be names. She's going to be an artist that people listen to.
Not anymore. They're not going to go back and listen to that.
Maybe so. You never know.
No. Yeah, I've been listening to older music from then. So yeah. It's like, you never know. You never know who the young kid today right now is going to be when they're older, just listening to throwbacks.
So like I was you know, like with like how people, even like for the past few years, like, you know, people saying like the world is getting dumber, or like you know what I'm saying, they were saying like so it's a movie that came out early 2000s called Idiocracy.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I never watched. I watched it the other day. Matter of fact, I watched it Friday night.
But so you watched the old movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
That ain't really. That's 2000s though. It's not 80s. Y'all niggas won't be wanting me to watch shit that on tape. But watched it, and this is
and wind it up.
Gotta wind it up. Yeah. But it's about like, well, it's kind of a silly premise or whatever, but basically like after, you know, 300-400 years, everybody's so dumb until like they barely talk. Like
so we going back to caveman times.
That's close. I see these students in these schools.
Yeah,
we going back to caveman times.
Probably so.
Yeah.
New Yorkers is big on caveman talk. So bet, let me tell you, whoop whoop whoop, and he came down and
hey, y'all, am I lying? It's y'all fault.
Am I lying?
I'm gonna blame it on the South.
That came from Atlanta. What? Atlanta started that, man.
No.
Yes, they did.
That's New York.
That's New York.
Listen to some Atlanta talk.
How long y'all been talking like that? How long y'all been doing that?
Years.
Exactly. Forever. This shit new.
So boom. Let me tell you. So he came up to me, said and I was like, what? Like, nah, you bugging me. Huh? But what did he say?
Who say whoop de whoop?
Whoop de whoop is more south.
West Coast.
Is it?
Yeah, I think they got it from the West.
I don't know. But
that's crazy how y'all just sitting there not arguing, but discussing a back and forth about whoop whoop whoop. Yeah,
not whoop whoop whoop. Whoop de whoop.
Whoop de whoop.
Whoop de whoop.
Yeah. Whoop-de-whoop.
Me and my little whoop-de-whoop, you know what I'm saying? So I went in the store and then whoop-de-whoop, and then
okay.
That's how they do.
Okay.
So boom. That's how you know it's about to be crazy. Yep.
Hey, I just gotta say, Corey, you stupid. You stupid for that one.
But yeah, I forgot to ask y'all, did y'all watch anything?
I watched two movies, actually.
Okay, what are two movies?
One was an old movie. Michael J. Fox movie, The Secret of My Success.
Out of all the Michael J. Fox movie, you watched that.
We're going to slow down, okay?
What's that movie? What was?
Because I have all of his movies, so we're not going.
So you got Doc Holliday?
Yes.
On tape?
No.
DVD?
Apple.
You paid for them?
Yes.
Why?
Really?
I'm a collector. No, but these are over the years, like before.
Wow, that had to be what?
That's something else too. It's a post. It kind of going viral where a guy was like, back in the day, you used to pay money to own stuff, but now you just pay money for access for stuff, basically.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
So like, you own that movie, but you don't own that movie.
You don't own it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unless you downloaded it to one of your your devices.
I own it.
You got it to your devices. Own it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I watched The Beekeeper.
I did. It's an impossible white man movie, but it's, you know, it's entertaining.
Yeah, it was certain spots was over the top.
It's an Impossible White Man movie. Did he even get shot?
No, but he got stabbed.
And
he got stabbed. He got stabbed up a little bit.
You know who did die? The black lady.
Yep. What's her name? Claire.
Mm-hmm.
She killed herself.
True indeed, but still.
So we're not going to do that.
Something that black women don't do.
Yeah. They do.
Too far.
Now, you know what?
No, they do.
They'll tell you before.
Oh, no, they do.
Yeah.
A lot of them post it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, I wasn't strong enough.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of young black women, too.
That's a cry for help and attention.
Yeah. What else? What you been watching, B?
But wait, let me finish on my Beekeeper.
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard they might be possibly doing a part two. So.
What's it going to call it, honey?
No, it's the Beekeeper 2. the movie was good when it comes to action and stuff. Like, it definitely has the momentum of like John Wick and Equalizer, because you could just keep putting them in different situations. Yeah. So get ready for that.
That's my
that collection.
I did like that movie because he killed scammers.
Yes.
And them,
I was so happy. I was happy that he was unapologetic about just killing people.
I wonder, now that we got a new administration and the world is changing. You know, like back in the day, like in movies, like in the 80s, it was the Russians. Like, everybody was killing the Russians.
Yeah.
And then, like, it got to a point where everybody was killing, like, brown people over there, like Iraq and all of that. They was the enemies in the movies. And at one point, it was, like, the Asians. Now, a lot of the movies, people are, like, Nazis. Because there ain't nobody left to not offend. I wonder, will it get back to, like, because this movie really should have been based in India.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe facts. Nigeria.
You're right. Ooh, that's a close second.
Yeah, they are scammers.
I wonder, will it get back to a time when they just killing random racist ethnicities based on, you know, because it was just some dude bro whites that they was killing, right?
I mean, it was he killed the like the person who owned the whole thing,
which was white, right?
Yeah.
White guy.
But he had a whole lot of different ethnicities working for him.
Yeah.
It was like
everybody was included there.
It was set up like a Silicon Valley
kind of. Yeah.
I one time got a call from a scammer. It's like, you have to pay for your mortgage. And I was like, really? I thought I paid. And they were like, no, but we can take your credit card. I said, where do I live? Because I didn't even know I had a house.
They hung up.
With a mortgage. Quick, fast.
They had your number?
Huh?
They had your number?
Yeah.
The first.
And then I always get them with the, hello, you've reached the voicemail box of so-and-so. Please leave a message at the tone.
They call you and that's what you get when you answer the phone?
Uh-huh. No, that's what she do.
That's what you do. I say that.
Oh, and what they do?
Hang up. Or they start trying to leave a message. Catch them all the time.
The first ones that really was doing it heavy, the India, was they were calling saying something about Social Security or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Like, your Social Security, you need to do this, whatever, whatever. So finally, I was fucking with the dude on the phone, and then he, like, figured out that I was fucking with him, and then he stopped. He was like, you motherfucker. And then hung up the phone. So after that, I was just like, man, I'm going to just start fucking with these dudes, man. Like,
yeah. You bothering me?
Yeah. Sometimes I get mad and be cussing.
About to mess up your day.
Shit. Yeah. They got caught. They scammed somebody, and then the person they scammed, son was like one of these.
A genius. He started hacking into their webcams.
Yeah, he hacked their webcams. Then they started pranking them.
Yeah.
So then they like sent like them big roaches. They sent like a whole bunch of them big roaches there. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They were sending like
he put a stink bomb.
Stink.
I was so happy and proud of him.
They got YouTube channels that they showed. That's all they show.
Then they finally they shut like three of them buildings down. Like, they figured out where they were and they shut down three of them. But it was like, that's really all they do. Like, they got whole call centers and all they do is scam people.
Yep.
Like, hello, my name is Susan. Like, bitch, your name ain't Susan. Fuck you up.
Don't say a name either. Don't say it.
What, like Darvish or some shit?
God.
Aziz, your name ain't Steve. Shut the fuck up.
Like, yeah, they love to. Talking about my name is Mike. I said, come on, man.
Your name ain't no Mike.
Your name is not Mike. So you telling me your name is Michael?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, hey, Bo, what time it is over there? And they be like, I'm sorry, sir. I don't understand. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, that is a good movie. What? That's all you watch them two movies?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You watched Abbott Elementary? You ain't caught up yet. See the worst.
I know.
You watched Abbott.
I know.
I started it, but I didn't stick. I didn't stick to it. I need to really catch up.
Oh, you got to catch up.
Yeah,
you got to catch up. Catch up.
Yeah, I watched that. I watched that when it come on Wednesdays. I need to stream it too, so they can get extra numbers.
Big facts.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on.
Are they over?
Give it to Quinta. Quinta B.
Nah, they on their third season.
Oh, this is only their third season?
Yeah.
Oh, so I could catch up then.
Yeah, you can catch up.
Okay, I'm thinking I'm like seven seasons
behind. Nah. The show only came out like a couple years ago.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, they on their third season. This season funny though. Yeah, I watched that Penguin.
What do you think about Penguin right now? Because it's changed. Like, it's more crime stuff now. Now it's the meat and potatoes of Penguin.
It's still getting there. It's good. This the tonight is the finale, so I want to see how they do that. But I want hopefully next season they'll bring in like some elements of Batman. But it's good.
When you say elements, you know they're not bringing Batman though, right?
What do you mean?
Batman ain't gonna be in it. It's a totally separate. Yeah, it's a totally separate franchise almost.
No, it's in the same universe though.
Yeah, same universe, but.
I mean, maybe they mention him like doing shit in the city or something.
Good luck. I don't know if they're able to.
You read name. You saw they read that.
Yeah, you know I watched those Easter eggs and you know the guys that.
But it's dissect. It's from the movie thing. Though.
Yeah, but
it's the same guy from the Batman.
Well, think about it. Where Batman at now? All the city blowing up and the whole world just came to an end when they that first bomb and all that. Batman, they ain't saying you don't see no news clippings. You don't hear nothing about, hey, we better hurry up and hide in the basement because Batman coming. You don't see none of that. They don't even say the word Batman. Right?
We'll see. Hopefully.
Yeah.
You read that somewhere? Or
yeah, I watched all those where they tell all the little Easter eggs and why they held this up that high and all that shit. I watched those a lot.
I got to look into that too then.
Certain movies, that's what I do. I'll go and find out the Easter eggs about it, just like the Joker. Mm-hmm. And they'll tell you like why they did this or why they did that. Mm-hmm. I like those because they really dissect them. Mm.
Another show I'm watching is Lioness.
I got to get in it. Second episode.
No, second season.
They put an episode by episode, though, right?
I mean, they put out two the first week. This the fourth episode that came out today.
Okay.
That shit good. The acting on this shit is amazing.
The first one was good.
The first season?
Yeah.
But this season right here is.
That white lady's in it. Is that white lady in it again?
What white lady?
The one she kind of like whisked away and trained her and all that.
I don't think so. I don't know which one you're talking about. I forgot the people.
You don't remember the first
season? No, I forgot. I just knew it was a lot of killing army shit.
You don't know?
I know, you know, some of the, like Nicole Kidman, this one and that one, but.
The target had a friend.
I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Well, the target's daughter.
Oh, the friend. Yeah, the friend is in it. Yeah. That girl is in it. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, that's what I ain't really watch too much extra shit. We had the election. And it was, let me see, some election fallout stuff. So during the election, Elon Musk, he promised people $1 million if they supported Trump, basically.
Is this true?
Yeah, he so in Phoenix, a man won $1 million after signing a petition. After a judge ruled that the thing could continue. But the thing about it is whoever they said won, they had to do like background checks on them to make sure they really supported Trump. Like it wasn't nobody else that could win it.
Oh wow. Mm.
So yeah, they did that to try to get more people out to vote. On October 19th, he announced that he's pledging to give away $1 million a day to voters who signed his political action committee's petition in favor of free speech and the right to bear arms. And it was only available to registered voters in Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, and North Carolina. All these were battleground states. And the last one will be given to someone in Michigan on Tuesday. So if you're listening on Monday, on tomorrow. So they were trying to, like, people were trying to stop it, saying this was illegal for him to pay people to go and vote and stuff like that. But a judge ruled against it, so.
Yeah, it's never been said. You can't bribe nobody. It's never been said that you cannot bribe a person to go vote.
So
they do it all the time. They go out and have turkey drives. And
they got the nerve because when the COVID shots came out, Shake Shack talking about we giving out free burgers for those who could prove they went and got their COVID vaccine. Mm-hmm.
They're still doing it now. They just had a drive recently to give you $30 when you give blood.
Oh, no, they always done that.
Yeah, you get a cookie.
That's regular.
That's crazy.
That's
they need
not even 30 in New York. They give you like $60.
Word.
Yep.
You should see how much you get for sperm. I don't
know. By the cup loads.
Yeah, I mean, I heard they paid for sperm.
Mm-hmm, they paid for sperm.
Not the cup loads.
Hold on, I'm coming.
Literally.
Yeah, stupid.
What else happened this week? So this happened. So you know the hurricane came. Was it Milton? Hurricane mm-hmm. Milton. Mm-hmm. So it was a federal, a FEMA worker got fired because she directed workers helping hurricane survivors to not go to homes
that supported Trump.
Yeah,
she's wild.
Yeah.
All right, about time we doing some real legwork down here in these streets.
Nah,
we don't do that enough.
Nah, she's crazy for that.
Yeah, and then she's just giving like
that's so wrong
right wing people ammunition to say this is why we need Trump and all kind of shit like that. And they now they're so bad. Now they against discrimination. Ron DeSantis, he called it targeted discrimination. Said it's the blatant weaponization of government bipartisan activists, not bipartisan, but you get what I'm saying. Activists in the federal bureaucracy. It's yet another reason why the Biden-Harris administration is in its final days. See what they did.
Yeah, she's ridiculous for that.
Yeah, she's ridiculous for that.
She's really ridiculous for that. Because aside from whoever you support, like, dang, you can't, as a human, you can't help me?
And you're supposed to get the help anyway, regardless of who you
that's
support.
That's why I said politics is too out in the open now. I remember back in the day, when you asked your teacher, who you voting for? That's my business.
Yeah. It wasn't a...
It was never a conversation like that.
It wasn't a hat or stickers on the cars or flags.
I voted.
I hate that
shit. I voted.
Yeah.
Put your sticker away.
I love those pictures. The car picture and you... Yeah. Just in case y'all want to know, I'm selling stickers after the show if you guys want to buy a sticker.
They ain't going to buy a sticker for 4 years.
It's a little late, but you know. Selling stickers.
You have stickers for real?
$10 a pop.
So yeah, I meant to mention earlier in the episode too, a little sad news. We had some death. First is Tony Todd. Do you know who Tony Todd is?
Candyman.
That how you talk?
I don't know.
Candyman.
I just had to say Candyman.
I should have brought that up after you talked about the beekeeper.
Candyman?
Yeah, that
was
why? Because
salute.
I mean, yeah, he did it.
Yeah, the bees. Yeah. Yeah, didn't it?
Will he really show up behind you if you say Candyman five times?
Well, he really a ghost now.
He really a ghost. Too soon?
I thought it was three times.
I thought it was five.
Three.
Either or. Is he coming?
He will never come, pause, if you had to say it five times.
He like, come on.
You get a three and a half, you're like,
showing up early.
I thought it was five.
I think it's three.
I thought Beetlejuice is three. And Bloody Mary is... I thought three. Bloody Mary and Candyman were five.
Okay.
Y'all, if y'all listening, somebody do the research.
And you
us.
Got to stand in the mirror too, don't you?
Yeah, you got
right,
to
stand in the mirror. Right, with
the lights off. Why the lights can't be on?
Because when you turn on the light, he's supposed to be back there.
Is y'all watched that back in the day?
Of course.
I sure did.
Those
big horror fan.
Those projects are gone now.
What you mean?
Cabrini Green
projects. Oh, and that was in Chicago.
It was a real project.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're gone now.
Yeah, now everybody on 63rd. he was also in Final Destination.
Oh, yeah, he was.
That's the
he wasn't on there long, though.
Nah, he was just,
yeah.
He was like at the airport or something. Didn't he play like a detective or something like that?
Possibly.
He still looks spooky.
He did pop up a couple times there, and it's like, when you see him, it's like, he don't look like an actor to me.
Yeah.
He just looked like, you know, got into the role.
Shout out to him. He was 69 years old.
Oh, okay.
Still young, but you expect him to live at least 10 more years.
Eternal.
That's what he said?
Eternal.
Never watched that movie.
He lives in the mirrors.
Yeah. You should watch it.
Lived in the world.
Spirits, I don't fuck with that.
The new one just came out not too long ago, a couple years ago.
No can do. Yeah, the new one. I heard that shit was whack.
It was.
Yeah.
I was mad. I was like, this ain't candy.
Didn't it go straight to DVD or something like that? I mean, straight to streaming?
Because wasn't it supposed to be like a part two?
Of the old one?
Yeah.
They didn't have a part two?
No.
No,
oh, it was only one Candyman?
Yeah. I thought like the new one was supposed to be literally like part two.
Oh, word.
Sequel part two.
Wasn't it in a
But I'm not sure.
Nah, it was a it was a prequel because they talked about what happened to Candyman before, you know, he got killed and all that.
So. But it was they in the projects?
Yeah.
Terrorizing black people.
In the peas.
All the time. Like the Purge.
In other celebrity death news, Quincy Jones passed away last week while we were recording. Died last Sunday.
Yeah, Quincy.
91 years old. Did a lot of music.
Man, there's so many songs that you didn't realize they sampled from him. So many of them.
Yeah.
I wish I'd have wrote a list of them, but.
You still be right.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
It's a lot. Yeah, he did the he did a lot, you know, work with Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder when Stevie was coming up and all kind of stuff. I think his most famous song now is the Austin Powers song.
No.
Which one?
Yep.
Yeah. That could be it. That we
I don't know why.
That we are the world's behind it though. No. One of the Michael Jacksons.
But you, when I say more famous, I mean like you still hear it now.
Oh yeah.
And then Ludacris sampled that for
Oh yeah, he did.
Number One Shot or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Austin Powers. That's what it is.
It's called Soul Bossa Nova.
Okay.
The real name. But yeah. Shout out to Quincy Jones.
You ever heard him talking?
Yeah, man. I heard him talking.
It's groovy, dude.
He talked like he used to get real high.
He definitely do. I heard he had the bros, though. He still had them.
He had the broads and the bros.
Well, you know, the ladies.
No, he had the broads and the bros. Yeah, both of them.
He had bros, too?
Yeah.
Did he?
So he liked both of them. Yeah, so he, you know, he got a little wild out there.
Do it in Quincy voice.
I feel like a whole
invite,
lot of
invite
them
the
did.
Boys over to the house.
But it's whatever.
Yeah, man, it's groovy, man. We're going to have some fun. Me and Stevie's going to be there. Michael might come by with his monkey, man. It's going to be real, real groovy. Yeah,
what lady's going to be there? This is all fellow event.
It's going to be a real.
Y'all terrible. The man is gone.
It's going to be a bossa nova.
Yeah. He's getting the young ones too. Young ladies. I'm sorry. Young ladies.
Yeah. Because I think like a month ago, he said
children.
He had like 20 something girlfriends.
I believe it.
Yeah. He said it?
Yeah, he said it.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah, I got like 22 girlfriends.
I think they had a documentary on him on Netflix a couple of years ago. Yeah. Was it Netflix? I think it was.
On him?
Yeah, I think it was.
I know they did one on Clarence Avant.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
The Black Godfather?
Black Godfather, yeah. That was real good.
That was good.
And them two was tight. I never heard of that guy until that documentary.
And after that, you started hearing about him, right?
I started hearing
a lot more about him.
I don't know if I heard about him or not.
Yeah.
But I remember when his wife got killed.
You remember when it happened?
When his wife got killed?
Yeah.
Last year?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, last year, before last.
You
summer,
are right. You're right about that.
Oh, that's why I've never seen a young picture of Quincy Jones. That's why he had him.
Okay, you think Quincy had a little handsome Quincy?
Is that the documentary?
Light skin.
Oh, yeah. He looked 50 there.
He had him.
Yeah, he looked older.
I see why he had him.
Why? Because his mustache is sharp?
Yeah, because
he's sharp.
Me and Stevie's going to be there. We're going to do a little heroin, man.
Oh, they was all about they it back then.
They
was doing drugs.
They was.
That Ray was Charles. Regular.
Huh?
That was regular for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any jazz artist.
And sex, blue, drugs, and rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, what else you got, man?
I guess some sort of local news. You know the saying is one monkey don't stop no show.
You right 40,
43 of the motherfuckers might though.
Word.
You heard about the 43 monkeys that escaped from?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, 43 monkeys escaped from Yamasee.
They're like, don't go near them.
Yeah, but you know
they better not come near me.
The funny thing about that is when they said that, I thought it was somebody just relaying something on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Because in South Carolina, they have an island with just monkeys.
Yeah, they do
on
got
it.
One, yeah.
It's called Monkey Island. And it's animals, it's monkeys from the same thing, from a center that they ran tests on and mm-hmm. stuff like that. It's a whole island, and it's in South Carolina. I thought that had something to do with this, but this is totally different. It's
totally different, yeah.
That's yep. crazy.
Yeah, but they said the ones that got away
right.
are fruit fly.
Yeah.
The ones that got away are babies, so they didn't have a chance to run tests on these. And then one of the updates was they got one of them.
Yeah.
Another one that I saw, it said that the monkeys were watching the staff, like they would be like they it's like a perimeter fence, whatever, mm-hmm. and they were at the fence like watching them, but they still inside the perimeter, wherever this center is.
Yeah.
So they were watching the people. They said that they would put food out for them, and they would like jump down and get the food and go back to whatever, you know, back up in the trees.
Oh, uh-huh, okay.
They were saying that they set traps to catch them, but they really couldn't catch any of them. Like, but they see all of them, like, they're together, and they really just monkeying around, just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Man, let me catch one.
Jones talking about if he see one, he'll shoot it. But I'm like, you wouldn't just get the monkey and keep it? Like, it's a baby.
Keep that monkey.
I want to know what they run a test on. That's what I want to
Hepatitis
know.
And all that other stuff.
Shoot.
Perfumes. So,
yeah, perfumes, makeups, and all of that.
Yep.
So straight up animal testing. Mm-hmm.
And that news is all over the world. Like I see it on NBC New York, and I seen that all over. Yeah. What else you got, B?
Ain't really too much else happened this week, y'all.
Quick hits?
I guess we're getting the quick hits so we can get out of people here. Cause y'all got something y'all want to get to. Wednesday's episode.
It's a good thing there's not a lot of news.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
And we definitely don't have to hark on election, because everybody been talking about the election all week. Yeah. The first one is the ruby slippers from Wizard of Oz.
That's crazy, man.
They're what? For sale. Somebody stole them.
Them thing were missing for how many years?
Decades. They were missing for decades. How much did they sell for? Let me see. They don't say how much they were sell. So, $100,000.
That's it? That's disrespectful to Dorothy.
Yeah, they raised money for the Judy Garland Festival.
Oh, okay. That's crazy, though. Like,
they should have been worth more.
Just think about it. Some jewel. It wasn't even a jewel thief or nothing like that that stole them. I think they were like, they lent them to somebody to use for.
Yeah.
You right?
They were, they loaned them in 2020. In 2005 to the Julie Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And then that summer, somebody smashed through a display case and stole the slippers. And they remained a mystery until the FBI recovered them in 2018.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it was multiple pairs of them, because it's four pair remaining.
Mm.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
So she wore a different one. Because you can't do all that ripping and running in the damn movie and
without
one pair.
Without
so
them
you,
things yeah. falling apart. Slowly.
Yeah, so she got more.
Okay.
Yeah, so shout out to that. In other news, y'all like watching old ass movies.
Mm-hmm.
One of which was House Party.
Mm-hmm.
And AJ Johnson, not Ezell,
but Shireen, y'all. Shireen.
Jody Mama.
Shireen.
Yeah, that's
Shireen,
her name.
Shireen. Yeah.
She said that she didn't really make any money from that. From being in the movie. Said she was paid $4,000 for her role as Shireen after filming for up to 2 months. But she said that she got more money from being from the commercial being used in Burger King. One of the scenes was used by Burger King. And she made more money, yeah.
I might have to look that up.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the dancing scene. It's probably when...
I think it was, yeah.
Had to be the dancing scene. Because that scene is popular. Like...
Yeah.
Most popular the
dance
scene of like
the dance
all
battle.
Times.
And a lot of people like do that dance now.
Yep. And they like, do the whole routine, like.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In other news, I don't know if you guys I know. Hold on. I'm gonna get this myself. Snoop and Dr. Dre. Coming out with a new album.
Coming soon.
Oh, snap.
But I guarantee it's not going to be that good.
You excited?
It's going to be great.
No, I'm not excited at all.
When's the last time Snoop made a good album?
Doggy Style.
He's on The Voice.
No.
After what? He didn't make nothing good after that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, which one?
The one with No Limit?
No, definitely not. It had three songs on it that was good. Okay. The first song, and it was like he did a, was it Whoop Motherfucker, Whoop Motherfucker.
That's on there, probably two.
Yeah, that's two.
Fuck the Mother Niggas on there.
Damn it. That, nah, Fuck the Mother Niggas wasn't on that. It was?
Yeah, that's Snoop's song. That ain't C Murder song. That's a Snoop song. That was on that album. The Dogfather.
Dogfather is different from. Okay, well.
That was the one where he was with No Limit.
He ain't got no good albums, though.
That you damn. You drawling. but yeah, Snoop and Dre, it's gonna be called Missionary. Hold on, what's the date? Let me see the date real quick before we.
Do you think it's gonna give the same.
No
vibe as no, not at all.
I'm gonna be real honest with you.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you,
we don't care.
It's dropping December 13th.
Okay,
yeah.
Detox 2.0, right?
They never came out. Oh, and this is some news. I don't know if y'all heard. Buckshot Shorty.
Yeah, man.
You know who that is?
No,
you don't.
No.
What?
I live under a rock.
Oh, you being sarcastic?
No, I'm dead serious. I live under a rock, and I like rock.
It's a different age. It's the age group. She missed that one.
But what is? Who's that? Age.
He's from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
He's a rapper. He's with the Coco Brothers, Smith and Wesson.
Who got the props? Who got the props?
You remember that song?
550 Buckshot. Black Moon.
Black Moon. You remember them?
I think. Yeah, I'm younger than y'all. Yeah,
it's a different age group. So you missed that one.
Well, he got beat up in Brooklyn.
it was bad, too.
Yeah. Really? I thought he was older, but he's only 49.
He got beat up where, though?
Stuyvesant Ave.
Bed-Stuy? Oh,
man. Nah, I don't know. I was just naming the first street in Brooklyn I could think
of. No, but he got beat up in Brooklyn.
Yeah, he got beat up in Brooklyn. Yeah. It was captured on video.
Why?
They don't know.
It's coming out now.
Like he's a grown man. Why are they bothering him?
It was bad too.
Yeah,
you seen the video?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, you seen Martin?
Yeah,
remember when Martin fought Tommy the Hitman Hearns
with his lumps?
That's he looked like that immediately after. I'm sorry for like y'all niggas from Brooklyn. You can't laugh. Y'all from Brooklyn. Y'all gotta. Well, you from Staten Island?
I was born in Brooklyn.
He was born in Brooklyn. Up there,
he lived there still, and it happened to him. It happens.
Why?
I don't know. They say he was fucking with him.
Hey, when did it happen?
They said he was messing with them.
Yeah.
When did the lumps come?
Immediately. Them lumps came post haste.
They didn't even bleed.
Yeah.
They
weren't even bleed. They was just.
That's terrible. Knotted up.
Oh, man. Stop laughing.
So, yeah, that's it for the quickies. I don't have a scammer of the week this week, y'all. All
right.
But it was fun while it lasted, I guess. yeah, that's all I got this week, y'all. Any parting words, L?
Yeah, I got something to say.
Okay.
Make sure you tune in for Wednesday's show, The List, where we talk about crazy stuff. That's the we kind of let our hair down on that show. Right now we're sitting up tight, got your notebook out, shit like
I
that.
I have my notebook out all the time.
Yeah, you know, we loosen up there. So just catch us on there.
You got anything?
I got nothing, y'all. Just tune in.
Where can they find you on social media?
Corey Sin, Instagram. I'm not spelling it again.
Is it a picture on there?
Yes, it's pictures on there.
She got three pictures up there.
Three white couples.
Don't worry about it. They gonna find you. You ain't got to spell it. They gonna find you.
They gonna find me.
Right, they gonna find you. You got any new friends on there yet?
I did.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Tell them hello right now. Cause
shout them out.
What's up? What's up, new followers? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Hell, where can they find you on social media?
Find me at photography_by_EL.
Where you can find me on social media at preacher_BP. You can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. Email us djblazeshow@gmail.com and come back Wednesday for our list episode. Thank y'all for listening. At any rate, it's your boy Be Easy.
It's your girl Corey Sin.
It's your boy L.
And we out.
Let those who have ears listen. Wherever you have been, this is the